This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver International Airport's central checkpoint, South Security, in the Great Hall is closing today. CPR's Kiara Damari has more.
Travelers will now be directed to the high-tech West Security Checkpoint, which opened last year, and the near-identical East Security Checkpoint, where 17 new security lanes are opening on Tuesday. Each lane at the new location can handle up to 250 people per hour, compared to 150 per hour for lanes in the older checkpoints. The South Security location will now be turned into the airport's, quote, living room, a space filled with a variety of seating options and tables, as well as different dining options and art installations. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
Congress has confirmed a longtime leader of Wyoming wildlife as director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Caitlin Tan reports.
Brian Nesvik spent 30 years with Wyoming's Game and Fish, most recently overseeing hot-button issues as director, like finalizing a state plan to reduce elk dependence on feed grounds, reimagining mule deer and pronghorn hunting after a brutal winter, and receiving global backlash from a Sublette County wolf torture incident. Senate confirmation is still waiting for more than 200 other Trump nominees.
Caitlin Tan with the Mountain West News Bureau. University of Colorado football's first home game at Folsom Field is sold out. The team plays Georgia Tech August 29th. Demand for tickets is high, with other games also selling out quickly. That includes a September 20th game against the Wyoming Cowboys. Coach Deion Sanders is back for the season following his treatment for bladder cancer. Doctors say he is now cured. Boulder and Metro Denver have highs close to 100 degrees this afternoon. It's not quite as hot in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.